listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Hey, you can now earn O reward points online at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Earn points any way you shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll receive a $5 reward for every 150 points you earn. Visit orewards.com, become an O'Reilly O Rewards member today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Did you see this bit of news about Greg Schiano stepping down as on the Patriots coaching staff? He just got the job like 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
He says he needs.
I want to do that someday, though.
Me too.
Just take a job. And, you know what?
Change my mind. I ain't doing this. Needs to spend more time on my faith and family, whatever that means. You know, that's usually code for I didn't really want this in the first place, and I took it, and I thought I'd like it, and it's not going to work out.
Isn't Belichick a defensive guy, right?
Yeah.
That must be a tough role because you really don't have a voice.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think. Yeah, maybe he thought this would be cool, and then he just realized when he got there, you know, I don't really, because he knows Belichick pretty well. I read that Schiano coached Belichick's son at Rutgers, so they're pretty close. But I wonder if it was one of those, I don't want to work for him. Like, I know him, I don't want to work for him.
You think he got there and really went up to him and was like, okay, Belichick, is it really no days off?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a, you know, my daughter is getting married in June. I'm just curious.
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah, that's probably it. And he was like, actually, yeah, we don't have any days off. Okay. I need to spend more time with my faith and family. Bye. Oh, goodness. Greg Schiano was in the news here where I lived because he was hired to be the new Tennessee head football coach back in 2017. And the people went nuts. I don't know how many people went nuts. It seemed like it was a lot more than was reality. But the university went, all right, no, because he was attached to Penn State in some capacity. There's nothing ever proven that he knew of this or was he knew of Sandusky and never told anybody. But just because he was somehow associated with Penn State, people went crazy and didn't want Tennessee to hire him. And Tennessee capitulated to that and said, nope. We're not going to hire you. And Schiano, I think there was a moment where he was considering a lawsuit because he was like, wait a minute, I hired a staff. I was going, you know, I was ready to move. And you pull this out at the last second. No. We have a deal. And I don't know how that went down or if he ever did, but I remember there was a conversation of that actually taking place, but man, people were mad. But this is kind of a weird move because he was with Ohio State. And then he got into the NFL. And now remember, Schiano was also the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he was the one that really came up with the, he had this rule change. We were talking about 4th and 15 on onside kicks. He had like 4th and something instead of punting or not punting, kickoffs, instead of kicking the ball off. So it would be like an onside kick or you could punt it away. I got to look that up. I'm trying to remember it. Like you would get the ball instead of a kickoff, you would get the ball and it would be 4th down and something. And you could either punt it or go for it. So you'd have the onside kick option by going for it on 4th down. Or if you just want to kick it away and give it to the other team, you would punt because punts were a lot less injury prone than kickoffs. I think that was the Schiano rule, if I'm not mistaken. He was the one that came up with that. But you know, he leaves the Patriots. I like your theory. I think he went, days off? No, really? And 2 weeks vacation? No days off. God, what a dumb slogan. We'll work you to death. Oh, yay. We'll never stop getting out of the office. Yay. We sleep on cots. Yay. We never see our families. Somebody's scribbling on a piece of paper. Call the police. Right?
Help.
Get me out of here. I'm a hostage video.
Spelling help and shoulder pads.
Exactly. Yeah, come get me. I'm stuck here. He never lets me leave. I can't leave unless the boss leaves and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the lights are still on. It's like in the Christmas Carol when Bob Cratchit asks for Christmas off. Scrooge is all ticked. Another day to take a shilling out of a man's pocket. See Belichick. Can we have another piece of coal in the assistant coach's room, please?
I'll knock you for half a day's pay, too.
Exactly. Shiano's like, I'm not doing this.
And
no
be
chance.
Here all the more earlier the next day.
Exactly. We just made Bill Belichick the Scrooge character in A Christmas Carol. How great are we?
Well, let's be real.
I'm sure
here.
Michael in Atlanta is really appreciating us.
Michael in Atlanta knows.
Making the correlation.
He knows. How, could you not see Belichick going, you know, somebody asking him a question and going, bah, humbug.
Exactly. Completely. Absolutely. Completely.
I mean, what do you think we're on to Seattle? It really is. It's bah, humbug.
Yeah, I know. Completely, right? If you asked him during the season, you're like, by the way, Bill, Christmas is on Tuesday, and our listeners would love to know, our viewers would like to know, what does the holiday mean to you? It comes on a Tuesday. How are you going to be celebrating? On to Seattle. Well, that's a real cheery, holiday-esque answer. Can you expound on that? Assistant coaches are like, I don't see my family. We don't ever see the sunlight except for practices. Jeez, that's got to be awesome. No days. Really, they really chanted that at a parade as a bragging. They chanted that at a parade. They celebrated a championship by reminding their fan base that they're never, ever, ever going to take time for themselves. So if you were wondering if your team was lazy or wanted to just get away for a while, Bill Belichick was like, no. But, you know, that was just a fun slogan. I'm sure everybody was, you know, had dime off. He was on like Cape Cod with his wife, girlfriend, whoever it is. That's another thing we don't know about Belichick. You and I was talking about that the other day. We don't really even know his marital status. Is he dating that woman that he's always with? Did he marry her? Yeah, he had the girlfriend, the blonde, so he's pictured with?
I don't know.
Gosh.
I know they're together.
I know. I always see that.
I don't know if he's put a ring on it, as the
as the kids say.
No days off.
That's right. No days off. That is why they're successful.
That's why Shiano left.
Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin's like, "Hey guys, what do you want to do this weekend? I want 4 days off and a half a day Thursday." And Tomlin's like, "Yep, all right, no problem. Let's write that down: 4 days off and a half a day Thursday." Being the player's coach that he is, wants to be so light.
You guys want to wear pads today? We should wear pads today. No, not today. Okay, I was just thinking about it.
I just thought it would be cool to wear pads. I thought we could run some drills maybe. No? No? Maybe we could go over the playbook? No? Okay, that's cool.
I guess you guys are just going to run around and do what you're going to do your thing, right? Schoolyard football.
So, Greg Schiano, good luck with the faith and family thing. I hope you return back to football in some capacity, whatever capacity that may be. All right, coming up, buy or sell, as Ron will give us the answers to whatever we're thinking about this tournament, about the weekend in sports, coming up next, SB Nation AM.